We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. UCLA. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside to
Hill with a two-hand stuff.
To Hawken, firing.
He hits a three! 0.6 on the clock! Delirium! Delirium!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
You have reached the right place. Another installment of the Bruin Insider Show, a program fueled by a three-man weave. For NBA great and Bruin legend Tracy Murray alongside Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. And believe it or not, you can follow all of us on social media. Tracy is on Twitter at RealTracyMurray, Nick, N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. To keep tabs on anything that's happening in the world of Bruin sports, follow us on Twitter. All right, so what do we have for you for the next hour? We will immerse you into UCLA basketball. The Bruins, currently first place in the Pac-12, out to their best start in conference play in 8 years. We'll look at how that's happened, plus the wins last week against Arizona and Arizona State. They were close. And perhaps we would like to see more comfortable wins. But if we're complaining about how much we're winning by, I think we're doing a pretty good job. Also, we'll look ahead to what's in front of this team. Washington State and Washington coming to Pauley this week. And then, Nick, interviews with Corey Close of the women's basketball team and Jaime Jaquez, including what he thinks about what Bill Walton said about him in saying that he deserves to be first team all conference.
Yeah, I also want to ask them, you know, how they've managed to win these close games and what they need to do to start winning some games more comfortably. But this past weekend, they got the always difficult Pac-12 road sweep, and they did it with probably the most difficult road sweep to get in the conference this season. ASU and Arizona have some of the best guard play in the Pac-12. And again, much like we discussed last week, UCLA leaves plenty of room to improve, but they do so while still picking up W's.
A man who knows a lot about picking up W's is Tracy Murray. He is going to join us right after this when we begin to discuss the game over the weekend, the win against Arizona, and there was a player on the Bruins, scored no points, but Mick Cronin said he was the MVP of this contest. Why that was, we'll go into it right after this. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Bruin basketball getting the job done in Tucson. Now four straight wins against the Wildcats. The Bruins have been able to muster following an 81-76 beatdown in Tucson over the weekend. And it was a game where if you looked at the box score, a lot of contributors stand out. Guys like Tiger Campbell and Johnny Juzang, and I'm sure we'll talk about their performances. But if you did not watch the game and you looked only at the score, the stat sheet, you would not notice what Kenny Nwaba did in this game. 9 points, sure, four fouls. But the nine minutes he played, Tracy, changed the complexion of this game as the Bruins won on a 16-2 run against Arizona. They needed a big presence inside with foul trouble. What did you make of Kenny's performance? And also, what could you see the team do to use more of him down the stretch?
Well, it wasn't just Kenny Nuba's play. He understood that he had to come in, be physical, use his fouls correctly, plug up the middle. That's his job. But you also have to add Jalen Clark to that mix because they came in at the same time and the defense picked up. It got physical. They held their ground against people who were trying to post them in deep positions. They made guys miss. They rebounded the ball. They kept balls alive. They got deflections. So they were extremely aggressive, physical, and active defensively, both of them.
One of the things we didn't get to see in that game against Tucson that I think the Bruins maybe feel a bit better about going forward with what they saw out of Kenny Nuba is we've heard about them starting to incorporate a two-post lineup into things here over the last week. Perhaps we'll get a chance to see it coming up this weekend. Washington State's got some big forwards. But from what we've seen out of Mick Cronin here a year and a half in, it's been Cody Riley or Jalen Hill. It's been a one-post type of system so far. What do you think that looks like, Tracy? Because none of these post guys are real three-point shooters. Cody Riley has that mid-range jumper he can hit, and so much of the offense so far has kind of been predicated on what Tiger Campbell can do. What's your take on why this could be beneficial for the Bruins going forward?
I don't know what it's going to be moving forward because, let's be honest, we do not have a seven-footer on the roster, a true center that's going to rim protect, block shots, rebound. The Bruins don't have that, so they have to go with what they have or what's going to benefit them moving forward, and that has been playing small, to be honest with you. So Jalen Hill, he's listed at 6'10". He's about 6'8 and a half, 6'9". Same thing with Cody Riley. He's about 6'8 and a half, 6'9 maybe. You're pushing it. These guys are not very big. Cody's not athletic, but Jalen is real bouncy, so he plays bigger than what he is. So they're active. Now, Kenny Nuba is just physical, but he's about their same size. So the Bruins are basically playing with three power forwards. They don't have a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or a Bill Walton that's at that size, that can control everything.
That's the voice of Tracy Murray. This is the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley, and of course, Tracy Murray along with us. A guy who is under 6 feet, in Tiger Campbell, Tracy, just spotlighting the game against Arizona, continues to show how much more comfortable he looks offensively. 22 points, he was perfect from the free throw line. They were able to utilize him more in the pick and roll game and was so good with the pull up. He took it to the hole despite massive height differential with guys so much taller than him, towering over him. There was one shot that he made, Tracy, where I think he put so much loft on the floater that it might have nearly hit the ceiling and came back down. But how do you like the way he is beginning to take control offensively? And what more would you like to see out of him as he grooms himself as to a credible scorer who can really get it done in crunch time?
So you're talking about the giant killer. We call that the giant killer. When you throw that high over the top of shot blockers and 7 footers, that's the giant killer. But let's be honest. Come on, happy birthday, Tiger. That was his birthday. You better come out and perform like that on your birthday. I mean, I'm pretty sure he felt good when he woke up, But Tiger moving forward, all jokes aside, he's going to have to be more aggressive looking to score, because if he's looking to score and he's putting the ball in the bucket, now his assists are going to open up. But if he's not looking to score and being effective at doing so, then the assist is not going to open up.
Johnny Juzang had probably his best game as a Bruin, a career-high 16 points on 5 of 10 shooting. He was knocking down threes, attacking the basket. And so for two guys there, Tiger and Johnny, that didn't have great games on Thursday night, we'll talk about ASU, but both those guys performed well. And for Juzang, Tracy, he's provided offense. He's had to do it by taking a lot of shots, but it was nice to see him be a little more efficient this game and a little more assertive in how he played as well.
Welcome to UCLA, Johnny Juzang. I've been waiting on him to show up. He showed up on the offensive end. My complaints about him is on the defensive end. We already know that he comes in with a reputation of being able to shoot the ball or score the ball. And that's going to be his role moving forward, especially since Chris Smith is down. He's going to have to be really aggressive offensively moving forward. But defensively, he's got to bring it on that end too, because he's falling asleep a lot and letting people cut in front of him and get offensive rebounds or tip dunks. He's got to play man and ball, and he's got to be on a string defensively with everybody else and cover everybody's back and not get blown by either when he's on ball. So He's got to pick up his defensive level.
We're going to talk more about the latest in terms of what's going on with UCLA. Jaime Jaquez was getting it done on both sides, defensively and offensively, in this game. And Sean Miller, Arizona's head coach, spoke to him afterwards, and we'll hear from Jaquez what Miller said to him when Jaquez joins us later on in the program. The foul shooting was great for the Bruins in this one, 27 of 32, but a win nonetheless, while it was close. Another close win came earlier last week, and we'll look at it. A W against Arizona State. Is Cody Riley someone we could consistently rely on as far as go-to scoring in pressure-packed moments? He had a ball game against the Sun Devils. We'll discuss it next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey UCLA fans! Have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been helping healthcare workers by donating over 15,000 face shields to hospitals and service to frontline hospital workers Honda for free. But since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've been volunteering at food banks around Southern California to feed those most in need and even paid rent for people struggling during these hard times. And now that SoCal is back to school remotely, the helpful Honda people gave new laptops to all six kids in a family that had been trying to do schoolwork on a single phone. And they can help you too with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda Dealers on Facebook.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Bruin basketball 5-0 in the conference, and they got a win earlier last week against Arizona State. It was a thriller. Went to overtime. The Bruins got it done 81-75, and we're going to look back at that game. It was a contest where the Sun Devils were playing with only 8 scholarship players. They had one of their stars, Remy Martin, out for personal reasons, and still, it's a place, Tempe, that is so hard to win when you're the Bruins and you look at the history of how they fared against the Sun Devils there. But Tracy, when I look at this game, nothing stands out more than the play of Cody Riley, a career-high 22 points. He made his foul shots. They kept feeding him the ball in the clutch. He out-physicaled and undermanned, and certainly a team that doesn't have the height of the Bruins or the musculature, and it was so good to see. Do you think this is something, as we look for perhaps that go-to score on a daily basis without Chris Smith, who's out the rest of the season with an injury, that Riley could be that guy they continue to feed and spot shadow?
This was the perfect matchup for him. You know, everybody was smaller, like you said. They had some key players, even some bigger players that were out. And so you couldn't have a bunch of people in the lineup that was tall enough and strong enough to bang with him. You know, he was playing against guys that was smaller. So he was able to take advantage of what he had. You know, and Coach Cronin is smart. He knows that Cody is going to eat this game, so feed the beast. So that's what happened.
The other thing that stood out to me in this game was the 18 turnovers for the Bruins. And, Tracy, I thought ASU did well to speed the Bruins up offensively. They were very aggressive on the perimeter, and we saw UCLA have opportunities to drive inside, and then they didn't really know what to do with it. What did you make of those 18 turnovers, and how do the Bruins try to make sure that doesn't happen too often the rest of the way this year?
Well, they got sped up. So they shot 35%, 11 of 31 in the first half, 3 of 11 from 3, which is 27%, and they shot 50% from the free throw line. When you sped up, you're not getting the type of shots that you're used to getting. You're getting a lot of hurried up efforts. And then in the second half, they slowed themselves down, which also lowered the turnovers. They shot 51% in the second half, almost 52, 14 for 27. They shot 40% from three in the second half, 4 of 10, 5 of 7 from the free throw line, which got them to 71% that in the second half. So when you think about it, they played a little bit more under control. I think defense was the problem with them in the second half because they couldn't do anything with Verge and Christopher. But one thing that they did do defensively is they forced Verge and Christopher to shoot bad percentages. Verge was 8 of 22 and 2 of 7 from 3, 9 of 24 for Christopher from the floor, and 0 of 6 from 3. So they did force them to take bad three-point shots.
That's the voice of Tracy Murray alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. You spoke about Alonzo Verge, Tracy, and he made two free throws with under 6 seconds to go in this game in regulation to tie it up at 65. The Bruins had a couple seconds afterwards to try to make something happen and avoid it going into overtime. You had Tiger Campbell driving up the floor, and he was trying to hook up with Jalen Hill on the alley-oop, and it didn't exactly work out, and they would end up going into the extra session where the Bruins won. But I look at a guy like Jalen Hill, who has not been as productive offensively as Coach Cronin knows he can be, as much as Hill knows he can be. And according to Coach, Hill is like the first guy that shows up at practice. He's the last guy to leave. How do you get him more involved? I know foul trouble has been an issue, but we saw signs last year where he can put up double figures as far as points are concerned. We haven't seen that yet. How do we see that moving forward?
You got to get him involved as soon as he gets in. I mean, and you got to understand that he was a starter last year. So you're going to get double figures as a starter because you're going to play starter minutes. So let's just get that out the way right now. But at the beginning, I mean, just look at Jalen Hill's career all the way through. He hasn't been a great scorer. And another thing that you also have to add is the playmaking ability of Chris Smith is not there as well, because he was getting some assists from Chris Smith as well as Tiger Campbell. So you got to also put that in consideration.
One thing we saw bear out in both these games this weekend, and it's kind of been a trend throughout the year, and Mick Cronin pointed this out. I thought it was interesting. Last year, when they really were hitting their stride, it was their defense that was helping them close out games. They were getting stops. This year, it's the offense that's been coming through late in games with big shots and clutch free throws. And on one hand, Mick Cronin is positive, and I think as fans, we can, you know, feel a little confidence. All right, this offense is coming along, and you figure the defense will come along eventually. But Mick Cronin thinks at some point those shots are not going to fall, and you need this defense to get going. Tracy, are you seeing it? Is this a team thing where guys are communicating? Is it on an individual basis? Kind of depends on who it is, or maybe it's a little bit of everything. What's it going to take for this to come together? And instead of the Bruins beating Arizona by 5, they beat them by 10 or more.
You got to look at the situation. Look at the roster. The people that they have added to the roster are not defensive players. Johnny Juzang is not a defensive player, so you're going to have defensive breakdowns there. For what he has to do is he got to understand rotations and tendencies of players that he's guarding. He's got to pay attention to the scouting report. If he does that, then he'll be able to help himself defensively. Without Chris Smith being in the lineup, who was a good defender, who was able to switch off and guard smaller guys or switch off and guard bigger guys and give you something offensively, that's what you're missing. Kyman is not a defensive player, and he's out there a lot. So when you have – and then they play them both at the same time sometimes, so imagine the defense then. But, you know, Singleton, he came out and knocked down some shots. I think he's a solid defender, but I don't think he's a great defender. Jalen Clark is a – I think he's a great defender, but he's not out there enough. But the rest of the guys have been there last year, and they understand what type of defense that Mick wants, and those are the ones that's capable of executing the defensive game plan.
Well, hopefully the Bruins can inject some more of that tough-nosed defense when they take on these Washington schools this coming week, especially with Washington State on Thursday. They are big, they're young, they can shoot the three, and they're good rebounding squad as well. And coming up, we'll look at that matchup with the Cougs and the Bruins. Where is WSU vulnerable, and where UCLA can capitalize? This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that keys, 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 all across the keys.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key with Nick Stiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's three from downtown.
Nick Stiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Nick Stiva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextiva.com. That's N-E-X-T-I-V-A.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Mick Cronin and the Bruins welcoming in Washington State on Thursday, a 2 p.m. tip time, and we get you ready for that upcoming matchup. We look at the Cougs, a team that started the season 8-0, which was their best start in 12 years. Since then, as they have began to get into conference play, have lost 2 of 3, but Isaac Bonton is their flashy star, the ball handler, 18 points per game, which is fourth highest in the Pac-12. He can be turnover prone, and when Mick Cronin, Bruin head basketball coach, was asked about Bonton, he said, quote, he's the best player in the Pac-12 that the rest of the country doesn't know about. Close quote. But beyond that, Tracy, you also have some youth, some good rebounding in F.A. Obodigi, who leads his team in three-point percentage, top five in the conference. He's a big rebounder. This team is physical, Tracy, and this is not the Washington State teams of recent. Kyle Smith has something going with this squad.
Yeah, and what you have to worry about is when you talk about big physical teams that like to rebound, and they're averaging 42.5 rebounds a game. That's not to the Bruins' strong point. They don't like physical play. They don't like to rebound like that. They don't like to bang it out, you know, like that. And that's the like the kryptonite to the Bruins. And so you ask yourself, okay, how are the Bruins going to be successful here? You have to speed them up and turn them over. They turn the ball over 14.5 times a game. They're not a great shooting team. They shoot 40% from the field. So they're basically throwing it up there and going to get it. You know, so you have to really block out, concentrate on blocking out and win the rebound battle.
Wazoo's number two scorer, guard Noah Williams, he left their game against Stanford over the weekend with a back injury. He got undercut on a drive. He's questionable for the game on Thursday, so that's something to keep an eye on. What I'm really curious about here, Tracy, is these bigs for Washington State. They like to shoot threes, and they're good at them. Obogudi, he's almost at 50% on the season. Andre Yakimovsky, he's shooting high 30s. I see kind of two things here. One, can UCLA still rebound effectively if their posts are being pulled out to the perimeter more? And then how might that allow a guy like Isaac Bonton more room to operate?
Well, it starts with Isaac Bonton. If you can keep Isaac Bonton in front of you, so Tiger Campbell's got a job ahead of him. You know, it's about guard play if you're going to win basketball games. If Tiger Campbell plays the way he did against Arizona, the Bruins will win. But he's going to have such a concentration on defending Bonton, he's going to have to keep him in front of him. If Bonton's breaking Campbell down and getting into the paint, it's going to free up, you know, those guys that you said, the bigs that can step out and knock down three-point shots, because it's going to be pick-and-roll actions, it's going to be ISO actions, and all of these guys are going to be involved in that type of play. So remember, if they're shooting three-point shots, long rebounds, I think the Bruins get in trouble against three-point teams where they're contesting shots, they don't block out, they'll do a flyby or something like that, and then the guy follows a shot right into his own rebound because it's a long shot, long rebound. So they have to extend their blockouts in order to grab those type of rebounds.
And Tracy, as we look ahead to Saturday and the Bruins taking on Washington at 2 p.m. at Pauley, the Huskies, they can't rebound. They are shooting it poorly, worst in the conference from the field. I can't understand this team, because 2 years ago, their head coach, Mike Hopkins, was coach of the year. And then last year, they nosedived to last place in the Pac-12, and they are 1-9 now and seemingly have no identity on offense. What's to explain for the struggles we've seen from this UW squad?
Their talent leaves them and goes to the NBA. I mean, every team goes through that. And right now he's just weathering the storm up there that he's going to have to continue to weather until he can get more talent up there. You know, you just lost two first-round picks or two NBA picks that are playing in the NBA right now, and that was your scoring last year. So I think if their point guard was playing throughout last year, they would have been a lot better, but he didn't finish playing during the season last year. And then that's when we saw the nosedive, because now the scorers can't do what they normally do, because now they have to play make as well.
And now they're the only winless team left in the conference after they lost to Cal over the weekend. And there's no telling when a win would be in sight now for Washington. Obviously, the Bruins want to just close the door on them on Saturday. Anything concern you here from this Husky team, Tracy?
Yes, it concerns me a lot, because the Bruins play to the level of the teams that they play. If they feel like they have an advantage, they don't totally focus and concentrate on having a killer instinct and getting them out of here right away. They'll play with them and play with them and play with them like they did with Arizona State at Arizona State. It's like, you know, you don't have Remy Martin. There's no one to play make. You know, there's only two people to guard. So you should beat them by 10 to 15 on their home court without their main guy. But they played with them and played with them and didn't concentrate and had to go into overtime to win it. This is what scares me against Washington.
The Washington Huskies, as we mentioned, 1-9 on the season, 0-5 in Pac-12. They have losses to Montana and UC Riverside. Tracy, we will listen to you on the broadcast on Thursday with Washington State. 2 p.m. is tip time. You and Josh Lewin on the call. Appreciate you so much, man, and we will talk to you next week.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy. Coming up next, UCLA women's head basketball coach Corey Close has her team ranked nationally inside the top 10. Where can she see her squad grow as they get deeper into the postseason? Where can they improve? She'll join us to explain and to answer that question. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent The War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Bruin basketball star Jaime Jaquez will join us coming up later on in the hour, so you're going to want to hang out with us for that. But right now, it is UCLA women's head basketball coach Corey Close joining us. Her team ranked eighth this week in the nation. Corey, your team is playing so well right now, ranked eighth in the Associated Press this week, coming off a lopsided win over Utah, where Natalie Cho had a career-high 28 points. All of these things are going so well for your team. What have we still not seen from your squad that is truly capable of?
Well, I think a couple things. One is a full squad. We haven't really had a full squad yet, and it's such a mixed bag right now. I think we're really doing a really good job maximizing what we do have. But the reality is we have not been healthy all year, and we need our Aussies to be let into the country. I really think this team has so much potential, but we haven't, I don't think, hit our full stride. I think that the real question of what you asked, so I don't think you've seen consistent offensive continuity from us. I don't think you've seen us put together 2-3 games in a row of, that percentage of assisted baskets that you saw the other day. Excuse me as my computer beeps. But I think, my favorite thing about the other day was 24 assists on 35 field goals. And so, you know, teamwork offense. And I think that's what you're missing. And I think we also haven't seen, I think we would like to press a little bit more, but we just have to pick our moments, given what our roster size are. But, and I also think we need to be much more consistent in our defensive rebounding. That's been something that's been a little bit up and down. And I think that's something you got to be able to anchor yourself with. When you force one hard shot on the defensive end, you got to be able to come up with that rebound.
I know for you guys, it's kind of old news to have just 7 or 8 healthy players available for a game. But can you just help us and our listeners get a sense of what you guys are dealing with day to day? For example, when I talked to you after one of the games a few weeks ago, not being able to go 5-on-5 in practice, just a little things like that have made the job for you, your staff, and the team that much more difficult.
Well, I tell you, it's interesting. We made a huge commitment over the summer to mental training and mental conditioning. Both from a basketball IQ standpoint and from a mental strength standpoint and being present focused. And I'm so thankful because we have really had to do, we spend probably twice as much time watching film than we ever have in past. We probably spend, I mean, it's just, we have to have a plan A practice plan and a plan B practice plan every single day because we don't know. We don't have a, you know, in women's basketball, we have a group of scout guys, usually 8 to 12 scout guys that go in against us every week. And that's been a huge piece. We don't have that because of COVID. And then on top of that, we don't have 10 players to go against each other to in preparation. So, you know, literally last week, I think we practiced with 3 or 4 throughout the week. And, you know, I don't really see that changing. We will get Lindsay back this week. Cassaro from, we had 6.5, not because our new incoming Dominique Darius. I mean, she's a high school student. She, you know, 6 weeks ago had no idea she was going to be going to college. And then, you know, 6 days after she's here, she's thrown into a game against a top 10 level opponent and did well. But she really doesn't know what's going on or what it takes at this level. So those are just a few practical things that we're dealing with on the day-to-day, but I'm really grateful that I have such a creative staff. I have an excellent video team that, you know, we find different ways to be teachers, right? Just like in the classroom, teachers are having to adjust being with online virtual learning. That's sort of what we're having to do. And so, you know, I think that's been something that I could never do without such a capable staff.
UCLA women's head basketball coach Corey Close joining us on the Bruin Insider Show. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. It's a year and a season, coach, that has created situations that you've never had to deal with, given the distractions and what's taking place off the court. But how has that, in a way, made you a better coach and given you an opportunity to grow in a way that you didn't think you needed to as a coach?
Well, I think that there are numerous, right? Because, you know, whether it be what I just mentioned of having to be a teacher from in a different way when it's non-physical or non-kinesthetic, how can I still be effective? I think it's, you know, just relationship time, really understanding what the pulse of your team is, because it's not just COVID. It's the issues of racial injustice that have really deeply affected many of our players on our team from very diverse backgrounds. And how is that affecting everybody? It's the financial hardships and, you know, having to put fundraising in a different place. I mean, the amounts are different, but I think, you know, we have a phrase in our program that I know you've heard us say is that events plus response equals outcomes. E plus R equals O. And you cannot control your E's. Those happen. But our goal, we always say to our players, is our goal is to strengthen your R to be stronger than any E you will ever have to face. Hmm. Well, to be honest with you, this year it's been put your money where your mouth is, Corey. You know, you gotta model that, right? I have to you know, roll with the punches if I expect them to, and to really stay present focused. Be a person of gratitude, focus on what we can do and what we get to do, not what we can't do or what the challenges are. And you know, I think that's been my biggest challenge as a coach is to really live out the words that I say to them on any given year is to let that teach my heart first.
One of the players who's really played well in these last two wins for you is Charisma Osborne. Last couple games in December, kind of had a little lull there where she wasn't shooting the ball particularly well, but great back-to-back now, 22 points in each of the last two games. Obviously, we know she's immensely talented. What helped her kind of put that little lull behind her and to where she's playing really well again?
Yeah, I think to be honest with you, I feel that's way a little bit about Natalie Cho too, is that they stopped thinking about their shots so much, you know, like you're so much more. I truly challenged both of them actually to get to the free throw line more, try to have balance in their shooting chart to get, you know, four layups, four free throws, four mid-range before they ever think about their three. And I think the unfortunate piece when you're a really good shooter, and it's good that they take pride in that and they put in the time to take pride in that. But I think Charisma, we tried to take the focus off of her being a shooter and even a scorer. And we really challenged her as a leader. Like, you know what? And Lindsay went out. Lindsay got a concussion in our game versus Oregon. And the reality was we rely on Lindsay so much to be our voice and our glue. And I think it was no coincidence that Charisma had to step up in that. Charisma had to be responsible for more than Charisma. Charisma had to be thinking about the whole team. And it's interesting, that takes the pressure off your own shot. That takes the pressure off, how am I performing? It really doesn't matter. You're responsible for us as a team being the winning team, the winning more possessions. And I think the more that she's taken responsibility for that, actually, it's just fed into her actually playing better as a scorer as well. So I think she needed to reform her identity a little bit. And I think it just, like most things in life, when you put your focus on the right things, you really perform at higher levels.
You might have a shorthanded roster, but you certainly are getting the most out of it. And it's so evident that this team loves to play with each other. Just seeing the smiles that they exude, and that's a testament to you and what you do leading this program. Next up, it is Washington State, and we are excited to watch that game on Sunday, January 17th, and it'll be nice to get back to action. Corey, thank you so much for being a part of this and being with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
And Nick, Corey wanted to emphasize, to caution us, that this is not the same Washington State team that is prone to struggle in the past. They are inside the top 25, just beating then 7th-ranked Arizona for the first time in program history. So this game that will tip off on Sunday at 11 a.m., Bruins versus the Cougars, is going to be a battle.
Yeah, it's a big game, and a couple times in the past, Washington State's knocked off UCLA and Pullman. They got some talented players led by a pair of sisters from New Zealand, the Ledger Walker sisters, so those are a couple players to keep an eye on. Going to be a fun matchup. It's the only one because Washington's women's program is on pause right now due to COVID, so UCLA's just got the one game to focus on. By the way, you see how popular in that interview a women's Division I college basketball head coach is. What did coach get, like 5 emails just in those 7-8 minutes that her computer kept going off? So it's amazing. And that's that's just one snippet. You don't even get the whole day there. That's crazy.
When you have a program that is a national power, you are very, very popular. And on the men's side, Jaime Jaquez is becoming a tremendous deal. The Bruin basketball player had Bill Walton last weekend saying that Jaquez deserves to be first team all Pac-12 this season. So what does Jaime have to say in response? Well, he joins us next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Jaime Jaquez energizes his basketball team on the Bruins with his array of dazzling moves on the offensive end and what he can do defensively. Now he's going to entertain us on the Bruin Insider Show.
Bruin basketball out to a first place start in the Pac-12 standings, and Jaime Jaquez is a colossal reason for why the Bruins have been playing so well, coming off two wins on the road last week, one against Arizona, the other against Arizona State. And Jaime, after the victory over the weekend against the Wildcats, head coach Sean Miller, it looked like came up to you and said some things to you. What did he say to you after the game?
You know, after the game, he was just commending me, you know, on my play during that game and, you know, just complimenting me on my game. That was pretty much all he was really talking about and saying to me.
Getting a road sweep is always good, even when the games aren't pretty. I know that was kind of an ugly game against ASU. And then against Arizona, you guys are able to overcome some foul trouble at the forward spot. What did you learn about your team and being able to overcome things and still come away with victories?
You know, I think that's kind of a staple of our team is just overcoming adversity. We've been in a lot of close games this season, a lot of them coming down to the wire, our second overtime game of the season. And I think just overcoming that and really coming together and buckling down towards the end of games is something that I feel like we pride ourselves in. And, you know, that's allowing us to get these wins in these tight close games.
You had a team-high 9 rebounds against Arizona. What is it about your anticipatory skills in knowing where the ball is going to be and just having that awareness and being a ball hawk that enables you to be so savvy and track down those loose balls?
I feel like it's just been ingrained since I was a kid. I was always a guy to go get rebounds, especially when I was little. Just reading the ball off the rim is something that I pride myself in. Also, boxing out has been a big emphasis, especially in the Arizona game that we played. So I think a combination of those, you know, allowed me to have great success.
Building off of that, what's led you to be so consistent throughout these games? Seems like you're always in that 10 to 15 point range, grabbing 7 to 10 rebounds. You know, it's not highs and lows for you, it seems. It seems like you've been really steady so far this year. What's gone into that?
I think just making adjustments from last year. Last year I was a freshman. I think now I'm coming in. I'm older now. I had a year of experience under my belt. And just knowing how to pace myself throughout the season and knowing where to get, knowing how to get in the right spots. You know, been playing under Coach Cronin for a year now, understanding what he wants me to do and what the team needs me to do. So I think it's been a big learning jump from, you know, my freshman year to now. And I think that's what allowed me to be very consistent during the season.
Bill Walton was on the call for your games last week. And I think it was in the Arizona State contest. Yeah. He was talking about you on television and said that you are undoubtedly a first team all Pac-12 player this season. Mm-hmm. While I know that the personal accolades don't mean a whole lot to you right now, it's all about the team and what this team does. How does a type of compliment from a man who is so highly looked upon at UCLA, what does that do and sit with you? How does that sit with you?
This is the first time hearing you guys say that. So, I mean, knowing that's coming from him, you know, such an esteemed basketball player and, you know, the Grand Hall of Famer, won championships here and in the NBA. I mean, that means a lot coming from a guy like that, you know, someone a lot of people look up to in the basketball world. So that for him to say that means a lot to me. And, you know, hopefully I can keep doing what I'm doing throughout the rest of this this season.
Did you have a chance to talk to Bill Ever pregame last season or postgame?
Yeah, I talked to him a lot pregame last season because he was able to come and he'd always ask us questions and things like that. So I get to talk to him, but because of COVID, unfortunately, we're not allowed to see him before the games. But
what's something he said to you that stuck with you, whether it be advice or something a little wacky? Because listening to him on TV, every time you get the ball, he's one of your biggest fans. I don't know if you know that, but
I talk to him a lot. He always asks me about how the strawberries are up in Camarillo. So he's always wondering how those are. And, he always asks me about that before the games. And then, you know, that's something. I know he loves those strawberries from Ventura County.
The conversations that you're having with Jalen Clark, it seems with Chris Smith having to be sitting out with the injury that it's allowed other guys to step up. And certainly one of those guys that's being featured is a Jalen Clark, who's such a great defender like you, Jaime. What are the conversations like between you two in how you're helping him through this process of being a good defender and as he gets more playing time?
You know, I'm telling him to be patient, but be ready at the same time. So I told him, you know, in the beginning, his time is going to come. And then, you know, Chris Smith got hurt. And then, I'm talking to him again, saying, listen, you're going to start playing a lot more and we're going to need you to play a lot more and, you know, get productive minutes in the games and be solid when you're out there. So, you know, I'm proud of him and what he's doing. You know, he produced some big minutes for us. And every time he gets in, I mean, I feel like he gets a steal or he does something, gets a bucket, a rebound or something. So, I mean, putting him in there, I'm just happy for him. And, you know, I'm always working with him every day, telling him, you know, giving him some tips and things like that. But he's going to be a great player when it's all said and done.
Last weekend, we got to see, I think, the beginnings of what this team will look like as you deal with the loss of Chris Smith. So moving forward, where do you think you guys need to improve? Obviously, you're winning games, but I'm sure you'd like to win games a little more comfortably.
Definitely. We'd definitely like to win some more games a lot more comfortably. I was talking to the guys. I'm like, we got to start winning games by a larger margin and quit putting ourselves in some bad spots. But I think there's a lot of mental things I think we need to get situated as far as the defense and offense goes. Cutting down on our turnovers on offense is something that I think, you know, we showed from the Arizona State game to, you know, when we played the Wildcats. And just locking in and being very attentive on defense and boxing out, I think, are some of the things that we need to work on.
No question. We're going to see all those come to fruition as you make those corrections. Jaime Jaquez with us. Thanks so much for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Finley on the Bruin Insider Show. Really appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. You guys have a good one.
All right, coming up, how much the Bruins have improved at this point in the season compared to last year at this point in the season. That's next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
So Bruin basketball last season at this time of the year, 1-3 to start Pac-12 play. The offense at that point was struggling. There were scoring lulls. Now you move to where we are at this point in the season, and the Bruins 5-0 to begin Pac-12 play. Nick, things are completely different, and it's actually the defense, which was so much more in synergy last season. That's what Mick Cronin has been saying needs the most work, and it's the offense this year that's playing better than what it was showing last year. It's interesting, the dichotomy of these two things here, but nevertheless, 5-0 compared to 1-3, big difference. First place by themselves, the Bruins are in the conference.
Yeah, I think when you look at the records, a lot of it just comes down to last year. It just took time for Mick Cronin and his coaching staff to really evaluate and get a sense of everybody and where they would best fit and how everyone would come together. And then towards the end of January, into February, we saw that rise. There was a little bit of that at the start of this year. You know, Jalen Hill and Johnny Juzang were hurt at the start of the year, but they picked it back up quickly because you have all these guys coming back with the same coaching staff. So that break-in period was just a couple weeks. It's great that we're seeing this offense, though, especially when we remember those points last year when we did see those lulls where we'd see several minutes. This team hasn't quite shown that this year, so that's good. Defensively, and Tracy touched on this earlier in the hour, and I think it's a good point. You've got, you know, some newer guys in there. You've got Jake Kyman, who's playing better defense. Johnny Juzang as well, looking to step up defense. So this is something that is still going to improve. And you hope, I think this weekend could be a point for that to start. Washington State, they have talented players. If they can contain Isaac Bonton, who's played well against the Bruins in the past. He had 23 in a game, 17 in the other game last year. He's the key. If you can control him, prevent him from initiating the offense, they should be able to play pretty well. And Washington, just step on the pedal and don't let the Huskies get any idea that they can walk out of Pauley with a win.
Yeah, the Huskies are 1-9. They lost to UC Riverside in Montana, but it's Washington State at Pauley against the Bruins at 2 p.m. again on Thursday. For our great producer, Trip Hurd, executive producer Damon Dukakis, Stephen Hartzell, station manager Paul Engel, and the UCLA communications staff, for Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.